The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So today we celebrate a birthday. Our party room is decorated with flowers, with candles, with smiling faces and balloons and songs of joy. We might have dressed up a little more, maybe worn some red, hoping that something amazing will greet us again. Because we remember that first day, the day of its birth, when, as any good birth story goes, there was some fear and anxiety. There was some confusion and hope and anticipation, and then suddenly a rush of fire and joy and a new life emerges. One that has been known to kick and scream and throw a few temper tantrums, but also a life that is faithful and united and loved so deeply by the mother who created it. Today we celebrate a birthday, the birthday of the church. And each one of you have been invited. Whether it's your first time here or you've been in the same pew since your own birth, each and every one of you are not merely guests at the party, but you are the gifts to be opened, the gifts given, the gifts that will make this some 2,000th birthday party the greatest one yet. And God sits in awe as each package is presented. There's those brightly colored ones where eyes turn as soon as they enter the room. And then there are the subdued ones. They kind of blend into the surroundings that wonder if they even deserve to be opened. But once the ribbon uncurls, the presence of life fills the room. Each and every one of you are gifts, not only to this place of worship, not only to those seated among you, but gifts to God and gifts to the world. Gifts that at times sweep through a place like fire, that with the Spirit's power transforms in an instant, causing people to dream new dreams, to imagine new visions, to reveal new hopes. While other times the Spirit works through you like a gentle breath that quietly moves and carefully changes and faithfully serves through time. Without you, God's gracious gifts, our food pantry would see endless lines of people without the food carefully laid out and given. Without you, our snack packs of love would not be given to the children who are hungry in our community. Without you, church vans would remain unpurchased, Boy and Girl Scouts would have no place to meet, the children in Bethel would go without clothes. Without you, music would be unplayed, and guests would be left ungreeted, and offering plates would be left sitting on their own. Without you, the world would not know that God's people are still alive, serving and giving and loving the kingdom into being. Today, you are gifts to be opened and shared. And like a beautiful afghan woven together with love and passion and adoration, God weaves each and every one of you into a tapestry to offer the world. God takes the young among us, the newly graduated, those just starting out, recognizes the gifts they have and the gifts yet to be discovered. And their thread of new journeys is wrapped together with those of you who have been on committees for longer than you can remember. And then all of you are joined with the threads who have been present here just a few times. God takes us, just as we are, the gifts that we are, the pain that we have, the joy that we offer, and weaves us together, forms us together, unites us together to be one gift called to serve the world. For as autonomous as we all claim to be, we are called to be one in the body of Christ. And it takes all kinds of you, the flashy, the seemingly ordinary, and everyone in between. Not to continue as individuals, but to come together to be something that none of us could be on our own. And as this single body, we rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to unite our wills, to draw us in so that we can be what we were created and called to be. And so the Spirit continues to move among us. The Spirit continues to strengthen us and embolden us. The Spirit continues to draw us closer to God, who has made us yet marvels in all that we are and all that we can be. The host is ready. The guests are gathered. The gifts are here. So let's throw a party. Amen.